The Virgin lines are lit up. We got three Virgins to go to here.
We're going to span from Bellingham to Cedro Willie to the Peninsula.
Yeah, they're all they're all competing for a Brad and John 930 Knucklehead shirt. We'll explain how they're going to do that in just a second. But we took the virginity of a caller yesterday. We're going to do that again today. And I like, you know, we should do like, well, doesn't Biden have some, he's going to do 100 things in 100 days? I forget what the 100 thing is.
Yeah, the 100-day challenge or whatever.
Yeah, we ought to in the first
mask
one.
Challenge.
We probably should do in our first 100 days of the year, take the virginity of 100 listeners in the first 100 shows of the year.
And if you're a first-time listener and you know and you're wondering what it's all about, listen for 2 weeks. And if you don't like it, listen for two more weeks.
And you still won't like it. So these virgins are people who have never won anything here before. And in the case of Alan, he's never even called a radio station before. Is that right?
Never been on with a radio station before. Alan on the Peninsula. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you do out there on the Peninsula, Alan?
Well, I work for Windermere Real Estate. Been working for Windermere for 20 years out here.
How long is a house? Go ahead.
For most of that, I think.
You've been listening. Well, thank you. How long is a house staying on the market on the Peninsula right now?
Average. Well, we have less than a month's worth of inventory right now, and homes are lasting 30 days-ish.
Well, that's a long time compared to here, anyways.
Are people getting into cash competitions and stuff to buy? You know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, all that fun stuff.
Okay. Well, Alan, so your first time ever calling into a radio station, never won anything before. Here comes the question. You are competing with Virgin Michelle and Virgin Debbie. Okay. So we want you to, and everybody's allowed to make a guess on this thing, and whoever comes closest will win. You have 5 seconds to give us an answer to this question. We were just talking about hippopotamuses.
Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos.
Pablo's cocaine hippos there. They're causing all kinds of trouble in Colombia. What is the life expectancy of the average hippopotamus? What do you think, Alan? 5 seconds to give
60
us.
Years.
60.
Okay, good guess. Hold on.
Now, a cocaine hippo's lifetime may be somewhat shorter.
Oh, yeah.
If he's doing a lot of cocaine, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that big, you know, how do you really, you know. Probably not good. But
imagine how much coke they do. Don't they have big nostrils?
Yeah,
doesn't a hippo have a big, I think. Michelle.
And the way he can hold his breath so long underwater and everything, you know that guy can inhale for a while.
Oh, yeah.
He'd do a line from here to Tacoma.
This is Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. You have a wonderful name. We enjoy your laugh. Now tell everybody what you do.
Oh, I work for the sheriff's office.
There we go. In the records department, right?
That is correct.
I bet you see all kinds of fun stuff and Cedro Woolley.
I do.
All kinds of records. You come home and you wouldn't believe what this guy did and that one did. And
you can always email those to Brad and John at KISM.com.
Yeah.
Probably, that's probably not allowed.
Yeah, you probably can't.
That's interesting.
You can't send us the records, but you could send us an email. You guys should look into this, or you need to look into this story or that story.
Like an inside tip, trader tips.
That would be a fun job, I would think, wouldn't it, Brad? Wouldn't you? If we couldn't do this to work in the records department of the police and Cedro Woolley, find out what's going
on, or at the prison and just look up what people did, why they're in here.
Yeah, I would like that. All right.
Getting to look at mugshots is fun.
A lot of mugshots. How many? What percentage of them do they? What percentage of them smile in their mugshots?
Not many. Not many at all.
Really? Yeah. Not many.
No, unfortunately.
Do they ever? I don't know if you're in charge.
How many
of this.
Don't even know that they're having a mugshot taken?
There's those as well. Yes.
Do they? If somebody is not wearing a shirt. If they get arrested and they're shirtless, they're topless, be it a man or a woman, are they given a shirt to wear for their mugshot?
Yeah.
Oh, they are. So you got to wear a shirt.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they
are given jail attire.
Oh, they are in jail attire. Because sometimes, some places we see people who are wearing they're being arrested and they're wearing goofy shirts, like don't do drugs, things like that, and they get arrested for drugs. Well, we had a guy like that in I Can't Believe It's News the other day. All right, Michelle.
Yeah, normally by the time... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you saying? By the time what?
I was just going to say, by the time they get their mugshot, they're usually in something really fancy.
Yeah.
with the matching jewelry, I assume.
So
yes.
So Michelle, what do you believe is the lifespan of the average hippopotamus?
I'm going to go 32 years.
32. Mm-hmm. All right, now hold on there, Michelle, and then Brad is.
You know, they do that aqua therapy and stuff, floating around in the water. That probably helps them out.
It could.
Good on the joints, you know. You're not carrying that weight around all the time.
But still, that body, that girth, mm-hmm. that
diet too.
Our diet, yeah. Debbie, and Debbie is a virgin. What's Debbie's story? What's going on?
She's waiting to get some gas, and then she's going to walk the dog today. She's done with that working bit. Oh. I ain't doing that no more.
Oh, you retired?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, what did you retire from?
Well, I was a payroll supervisor at the community college in Bellingham.
Oh, okay.
For 27 years.
Yeah, well, that might not be as fun as looking at mug shots and reading people's police records. So, yeah.
No.
All right. So,
no, I just got to pay people.
Well, wait a second. If you're retired, what are you doing up at 7:22 in the morning?
Well, I dropped my husband off at work.
He's still working. She's retired, and he's still working.
Yeah, that's great.
How'd you work that deal? Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, I was a cougar before they were popular.
Oh, really? Really? A cougar, huh?
Well, I guess so.
What's the age difference?
10 years.
Okay.
10 years on him. But you look younger than him, don't you?
Yeah.
Ah, good for you.
Well, in my opinion, of course.
Good for you, Debbie.
And you're keeping him young.
All right, Debbie. The guesses are just pouring in here this morning. What is the lifespan of the average hippo?
I'm going to say 45 years.
45.
Okay. It's close.
All right. Debbie says 45. Michelle says 32. Alan says 60. Did I tell you the answer off
no.
the air, Brad?
Yes, you told me the answer.
Oh, I did. Okay, so you know. Otherwise, I was going to ask you who you thought would be closest here.
My first guess was right on the money, actually.
Okay.
But I'd been reading about hippos because I read the Pablo Escobar story.
All right. The average lifespan of a hippo in the wild is up to 40 years. So, Debbie, with
nice,
your 45,
Debbie.
You are the closest. You have got yourself a Brad and John 930 knucklehead shirt. We have just taken your virginity, you cougar. We have swiped. We did something your husband couldn't do. Brad and John just took it. Uh-huh. All right? How about that?
Bless your heart. Right. Well, I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, thank you for listening every morning, Debbie.
If I was retired, I would probably not even be up by the time we're off the air.
Well, me neither. It keeps me young.
All right. Enjoy that. So does that husband. Enjoy that shirt. Now, hold on there, Debbie. Michelle and Alan, thanks for listening. You're still virgins.